Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Loquitos, 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 it is Thursday once again, and here we are, our secret little meeting. What could I say? Let me tell you something. This week has been yet another crazy week. I'm sure many, 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 many of you watch the Oscars on Sunday night, and I'm sure many, many, many of you have plenty of opinions, but can I tell you what an idiot I am? Okay, I know this is very self-deprecating, but I can't help it. I can't help but watch the Oscars. I literally watch the Oscars as if I'm watching like a romantic movie because I cry the entire time. I have a box of tissues next to me. It's really a sight to behold, you know. It's so funny because I lie there in sweats and a ponytail, crying my eyes out. My husband thinks I'm out of my mind crazy. And I just sit there and watch the Oscars and get very emotional. Why? Because I'm Latina. And because I'm watching people that are living the dream, that are living the dream that I want to be living, that I think I'm starting to live, you know? And I just feel like, God, is that really ever going to happen to me? I wonder if any of those people sat on their couch and looked like a total schlep one day. I'm sure they did. I'm sure I'm not that different. But the funny thing is, you know, like, there's just such a fine line between sitting on your couch in sweats and a ponytail, eating a bowl of ice cream and watching the Oscars, to actually physically being there. And sometimes it's a very long road. Look, I have to bring up Ben Affleck, not only because he's absolutely gorgeous. Ben Affleck is a stunning, stunning man, and I've always thought that. And I thought his time with poor old J-Lo, like she's worried. But his time with J-Lo was like an utter waste of time and a waste of person for him, because I think that he just needs a solid woman that's going to just be there. I don't want to even win. You know what? I'm not going to get into J-Lo because I do respect her. But Ben Affleck, he got his first Oscar 15 years ago, straight out of the gate. Screen wrote Good Will Hunting with his best friend, Matt Damon, and had to wait another 15 years to get an Oscar. And it just goes to show the craziness of this business, you know? I mean, I sit there and watch as many, many other hopefuls sit there and watch and wonder, will I ever get there? Will I ever be there? You know what? That little voice of self-doubt comes out loud and clear sometimes. And as positive as I sound and I want to be and I am, you know what? We all have those doubts. And so we need people around us to raise us up. And I know I always sound like Pollyanna when I talk about my husband, but you know, he does a good job of raising me up, and he was very, very encouraging. He knows it's better than to fight the tidal wave, right? But anyway, we got a great show in store for you today, and I say great because it's going to be, I think, it's going to be super funny because it's about Latinos and music. And I tell you what, I got the Jewish side of me, and I got the Latino side of me, and I will tell you, the Latino side of me is way quirkier than any other side of Jackie La Loca. Okay? And so music rules our life. So that's what this show is about today, and we have a special guest. So I think I might have mentioned it the last time. Our guest today is going to be Talin Jaramillo. She is our intern. She is the president of her sorority, and she's a Latino music lover, and she's adorable. If you're on our website, Jackie's Vida Loca, on Easy Way Broadcasting at Blog Talk Radio, her picture is there, so you can see what she looks like. She's also on Facebook. She is just the sweetest girl. But on top of that, she's super smart. Can I talk today? I'm a radio show host, and I can't talk. Okay, she's super, super smart. She's adorable, and she's very funny. And a lot of the stuff you're hearing on this show now are some of her ideas. You know, I think I'm like dialing up the funny. So we're going to interview Talin very shortly. But I wanted to share with you, you know, we talk about Latinos and music. Can you believe, okay, of the five things that Hispanics do online, music downloading is one of those five. And I'll read them to you in order. The first thing we do online, Latinos, is check our emails and download emails. The next thing we look for, number two, is check news and weather. And in LA, the weather's always beautiful, 75 degrees today, it's gorgeous. The third thing we do online is banking. The fourth thing we do is download music, and the fifth thing we do is look for travel info, okay? You know, 43% of Hispanics use the internet to download and listen to music compared to only 29% of everybody else that uses the internet. So we are so into online music downloads and listening and enjoying music. I mean, the top four mobile app types in terms of purchases for U.S. Hispanics are games, songs, navigation, and books. So music is in the mix there too, okay? You know, we are so into music, and there's so many different types of music because, you know, if you're non-Latino, it's so funny because to my husband, all the Hispanic music sounds exactly the same, and he can't understand why the music to him sounds all the same. But we have salsa, merengue, tango, which is from Argentina, cumbia, which is, I believe, from Colombia, samba, which is from Brazil, bachata, Latin pop, Latin rock, reggaeton, which is Caribbean, ranchera, which is more of a Mexican-type music, but we, all of us Latinos, love ranchera music. We all have some drunk uncle that's shown up at a baptism singing his brains out to Vicente Fernandez. We know ranchera music. We have banda, corridos, punta. You know, we can distinguish between all these music genres, but to the gringos, it all sounds the same. And I'm telling you, you got to explore this music because it's all very, very different. Music's in our blood. It's in our DNA. You know what? In my family, I must have probably three or four relatives that taught themselves how to play a musical instrument. My grandfather never took a music class. And he could literally pick up what he called el cuatro, which was a guitar with four strings. He could pick that up and play music. He could pick up the accordion and play music. My uncle Rafi plays the accordion, plays the piano, never took a music lesson in their lives. I've played classical piano for 22 years. Yes, I took classes. They never took a class in their life, and they can play. And you know, my mom, I got to tell you, music is totally in my family. My mom has the most beautiful singing voice I ever heard, like a little pajarito, a little bird. She has such a pretty voice. I remember as a child listening to my mother sing and thinking she was just the most beautiful woman with the prettiest singing voice. I really looked up to my mother, and she never took a singing class in her life. She used to sing on the radio in Puerto Rico when she was a young girl. So, you know, my mom, my family, Latinos in general, we got music in our blood. We got music in our blood. And that's what this show is all about today. It's about, do you got the music in you? Do you want to buy a raffle ticket? That's my latest saying, by the way. Do you want to buy a raffle ticket? I'll tell you the whole story about the raffle ticket later, but I just like to say it, and it will come up sporadically during my show. And yes, I'm La Loca, so I'm allowed to do stuff like that. Okay. Anyway, listen, we're going to take a very, very quick break to promote the Easy Way Broadcasting Company, and Jackie's Vida Loca, it'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easyzuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
So, today's show is about music. Music's in our blood. And you know what? It's so funny because you can always tell when a Latino is coming down the street, because you can hear the car stereo from a mile before they arrive. Why is it that we like to hear our music so loud? And, you know, I know, because I'm Latina, But we annoy everybody around us with the loud music. And I'm just sitting here to tell you right now, you got to turn that stuff down. And I have to stop using profanity on this show. You got to turn it down. It's very unpleasant to be sitting at a light. Okay, I'm Latina, and I give them the stink eye. When I'm sitting at a light and I can hear, like you can actually hear the car stereo from the two cars down and the car is like bouncing up and down, that's because of the stereo system. It's sick, okay? And we play our music not just in the car, but we play the music everywhere. We make it a party everywhere. Okay, I don't know of one Latina that cleans without music. And I heard the other day a friend of mine takes a shower and she blasts the stereo. I don't do it, but she does it. We play music at baptisms. We play music at weddings, funerals. Music is definitely part of the everyday. And, you know, it just makes the party wherever you go. We put a lot of thought into it. We put a lot of thought into the music that we use for parties and stuff like that. In fact, one of the most beautiful things I think you can do for a Latina, and I think I brought this up for Valentine's Day, one of the best things you can do for a Latina, if you're dating a Latina female, go Google yourself some mariachi band. And get them to sit underneath her window, maybe not sit, they can stand, at 4 o'clock in the morning and serenade her. There's nothing more beautiful than a mariachi music. You know what? They play mariachis in church. I don't know if you knew this, but if you're Latino, you do. If you're Latino and you're in L.A. and you've gone to a Latina church, you've seen mariachis at church. And really, honestly, it is heavenly. It is absolutely gorgeous. And I mentioned, you know, we like to clean with music. I don't think the house can get clean unless there's music. And it always happens on Saturday mornings. I never, ever, growing up, ever had a Saturday morning to myself because you know what time that was? Saturday mornings were for cleaning, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. You throw the music on, you clean all the way to noon, and then you can have the rest of the day for yourself. Okay? In fact, on Saturday mornings, it was music. That was your alarm clock. That's what woke your ass up out of bed. And let me tell you, I'm sure your neighbors hated it when you blared that music at 8 o'clock in the morning. I am not a morning person, people. I do not like to get up early. And let me tell you, when I was a teenager, that was the worst thing. When my mommy had to wake me up super early to clean on Saturday mornings, that was like the worst thing in the world. I really like would rather get needles in my eyes. But, you know, if you didn't get up and start cleaning, the Cubans and everything, but I love to dance salsa. And I think one of these days I'm going to take salsa dancing lessons because that's like, I already know how to do the whole salsa thing from growing up in a Hispanic family, but I think it's more fun since the only place you can go pretty much and dance salsa around here is to go take lessons or maybe to go to, I think Universal Walk has a place where you can go dance salsa. But salsa dancing is the sexiest dancing, I think. It's so funny because we Latinos know how to move our hips. In fact, as we're coming out of the womb, we are moving our hips. We are dancing salsa on the way into this world. But gringos, when they try to dance salsa, they cannot move those hips the way we can, so it's hysterical because my father was a gringo. And he's so funny. He would stand in one place and move the whole top of his body around and, you know, move to the music, but the hips were completely still. I really honestly could just picture him right now dancing salsa, merengue, all those songs. And by the way, he might have been a gringo, but he loved Latino music. He loved everything Latino. And I say that in the past tense because if you don't know this about me, my father passed away when I was a young girl. And to this day, I miss that man so much. He was a wonderful guy. His name is Joe. You know what? I decided, and it's not going to be the next show, and I'll tell you when it's going to be, but coming up, I'm going to be doing a show completely dedicated to the Jewish side of my family. And why not? You know what? I'll tell you this. I think the Jews in my family are the ones who sort of instilled the comedy in me. They're just so damn funny. And I say that as a they. We are so darn funny, you know? And so I already know who we're going to have on the show. I know what the show is going to be about, and it's going to be hysterical. And if you Latinos want to laugh at everybody else, since we're all laughing at ourselves as being Latinos now, you got to listen to that show. But that's a different show, different day. But I'm going to refocus ourselves on music here because you know, I was saying how we use our hips and we know how to move our hips, and our hips kind of got us out of the womb. And you know, it's funny, when we're on the dance floor, nothing else but our butts lead the way. And if we're pushing somebody, like if a guy's, like the gringos will elbow somebody on the dance floor to push them away. We just use our ass. Échale, you know, we have to do it with that look on our face like, hey, we're into the music, but get the hell out of my way. Those little Latino men, watching them dance is hysterical. There are guys in my family, and I'm not going to mention any names because you know who you are. You know who you are. Little skinny guys in my family that they dance with so much gusto, and they're so into it, and they're crinkling their foreheads, and they're, oh, it's hysterical. It is so funny to watch little Latino men dance and be so passionate about dancing and moving their hips and being sexy. Oh, my God, I'm sure we all have one of those in our family, and in my family, you know who the hell you are. By the way, I just want to thank my family because they are a massive source of inspiration. I know, I just switched gears totally, like, on the spur of the moment there, didn't I? But anyway, I want to thank my family. I want to thank my friends. I want to thank my Facebook friends. I want to thank my Twitter followers. I want to thank the strangers that are watching. You're not watching this show. You're listening to this show. I want to thank all of you for being loyal supporters of Jackie's Vida Loca. This is week 8 for us, week 8. That means we've only been on the cyberspace air for 2 months. 2 months, and I feel like we already know each other pretty intimately. There's more to come. Don't think you know everything, babies. But I just want to say thank you to all those people in New York, in L.A., in Texas, in Puerto Rico, all throughout the U.S. You know, by the way, we have family, we have friends, and we have supporters everywhere across the U.S. And you tune in very diligently every week to listen to this crazy-ass show. And I'm just here to say gracias. Gracias, okay? Thank you so much for listening. This is Jackie's Be That Loca. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of La Loca.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
So I promised you guys that we would be interviewing the adorable intern sorority president and Latina music lover, Dalin Jaramillo. She is just so cute, and you're going to really get a sense of where, you know, today's college students are when it comes to music and being Latino and all the crazy-ass shit her family does. See, I said it again. You know what the good thing is? That I'm on digital, and I can say that word whenever the hell I want to. And you know what? There's no hatchet that's going to come from the ceiling and come down to me. Oh, wait a second. There it is. Okay. Never mind, I lied. Okay, so this is a lame introduction of my cool intern, Dalin Jaramillo. Please, Eric, run the interview with Dalin now. Hey, everybody, I told you I'd be interviewing Dalin Jaramillo today. She is my 22-year-old intern and programming assistant who's Colombian, Armenian, and Greek. Get that. She graduates from the University of California, Riverside in June with a degree in business administration with a concentration in marketing, which is her passion. She's amazing. She's a great girl, and she's also the president of her sorority, Alpha Pi Sigma, which she claims was the greatest thing to happen to her in college. Cool. I like that. She's loving every second of it. The reason we get along so well is that she loves to shop. Get that. She loves to listen to music, go dancing, any chance she gets, and, of course, have chisme time with her amiguitas over some good wine. Talin, are you old enough to have wine? Yes, you are. Okay. Talin is getting hands-on experience in helping us craft our shows, and a lot of her ideas on today's show were actually her ideas. She's bringing them to life, and she's learning a lot. So I thought, hey, let's interview this girl on Jackie's Vida Loca and find out what her passions are around music. Are you there, girl?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to Jackie's Vida Loca.
Thank you.
It's been so much fun collaborating with you and having your young and refreshed opinion on our show. And I'm excited that I have a partner in crime that's helping me come up with some great ideas. Are you having fun?
I'm having so much fun. It's really exciting, and I'm learning so much, but it's so much fun. And, I mean, your radio show is awesome. Love every episode. It's hilarious.
Thank you.
Really,
you like the Valentine's Day show you were telling me earlier.
Yes, that one has been my favorite one so far. It's funny, my mom was cracking up because my dad got her a stuffed animal. She was so mad.
Oh, that's hysterical. He got her a stuffed animal this year?
Yeah.
See, adults do buy other adults stuffed animals, and if he would have heard my show, she wouldn't have got mad. But anyway, okay, so today's show is about music. You know, I'm just curious because we've talked a lot about music in preparation for this show. What's your favorite type of music?
Well, I definitely love all kinds of music except for country, but I listen to a lot of R&B and reggaeton. A lot of those are, like, my favorites, and of course, I just love, like, any slow songs. I'm a big slow jams person. I think you can see I'm a bit of a romantic, so I really love all those sappy love songs.
Okay, so listen. So I know we were talking about this earlier, and I got to bring it up during the show. And it's not on your list of questions, so there. You told me that you like Chris Brown. What's up with that?
I've loved his music ever since he came out, like, with his first song, Run It, and I've just followed his music ever since, and, I mean, as far as, like, you know, his looks, too, he's just my type of guy. He's, like, so gorgeous to me, but of course, I need to be upset over this. I really don't, you know, think it's right anything like that happened, you know, with him and Rihanna and all that. Of course, all of that is a mess, but, you know, in a musical, you know, perspective, like, I do really like all his music, and, like, I really enjoy it. He's, like, one of my favorites, actually.
Well, we're talking to Talin Jaramillo, my former 22-year-old intern and programming assistant. Look, I have no problem with Chris Brown's music. I can't say I've gone out and, like, gotten a CD from Chris Brown, but I can't get beyond that picture of Rihanna with her old, like, beat-up picture keeps coming into my head, and I don't understand why she's still with this guy. So I know we're here to talk about music and not the personal lives of crazy celebrity singers, but come on, what advice would you, even if you like Chris Brown's music and you think he's gorgeous and you'd like to date him yourself, which is another conversation we're going to have offline, I would like you to tell our listeners, from a young woman's perspective, what we should be telling Rihanna.
Well, if I were her, I just think, you know, I understand, you know, people make mistakes, and, you know, she's forgiven him and she really loves him, but I think because she's in the spotlight and there's so many young women that really look up to her, and, you know, I'm sure she helped so many women with that incident, you know, walk away from situations that they were in, like, regarding, you know, domestic violence, and I think for her to go back to him just would probably be, you know, such a disappointment for all those women that finally got the courage to do what she did, and now she's just kind of looking hypocritical. So I think it's harder for her, since she's in the spotlight, to really do what she truly wants to, because there are so many eyes on her. But I definitely think, I mean, I wouldn't do it. Once a guy lays a hand on you, I think it's over.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think we're definitely on the same page on this one, so you're back to being my intern again. Yeah, I fired you and rehired you all in, like, 20 seconds. But, no, I agree with you, and I'm glad that you said those things, and I did not prompt you in any way to say anything, but I think you're right. I think that women need to have respect for themselves, and I do believe, unfortunately, that once a guy raises his hand to you, no matter how much he apologizes, you know, there's a very strong likelihood he'll do it again. But this show's about music, so let's have some fun with music. Hey, let me ask you. You know, and I know, and we talked about this, that Latinos listen to music, like, super loud. Do you think our ears don't work? What's our problem? Why do we listen to music so loud?
I just think it's because we want to have fun everywhere we go. Like, we want to have a party everywhere and just make it, you know, a great time. I know I blast my music in my car, and, like, I dance and I sing along in my car. It's just a full-on party in there. It's crazy, actually, because my dad, he just listens to his music so loud in his car, too. And any time I call him, he won't even think about turning down the music. He'll just yell over the music, trying to get me to understand. I'm like, Dad, I can't hear you. Can you lower the music, please? And it gets even worse when he's in the car with my mom. Oh, my gosh. She gets so mad at him. She'll just start screaming at him, telling him to turn down the music, because she can't hear anything. But I really do think it's because we just enjoy it so much, and it's just so much fun. It just becomes a party for us.
I know. You know, like, for me, I like to hear the music, or even, like, the TV. My husband thinks I'm deaf, to be honest with you. He says I need to go check my ears, and I know my ears work just fine, because I can hear the slightest little sound. But the truth is, I just like the sound to fill the room, and if it doesn't fill the room, then it feels like it's too quiet. So I think, I don't know if it's like a cultural thing or a DNA thing, but I think your dad sounds so interesting. He sounds like a teenager. Like,
oh, yeah. My mom always says she feels like she has, like, a third child because he's a teenager.
That's so funny. Well, listen, let me ask you something about when you were a kid, because, you know, you were also telling me that you were allowed to sing, like, these lewd and delicate and shocking lyrics of a song. Tell me about, like, all the bad words you used to sing as a kid. That's so funny.
I know. Oh, my gosh. So I used to listen to a lot of, like, this is when I really got into the reggaeton songs at, like, around, like, age 11, like, 7th grade. And I would sing them in front of my parents. And, like, there was one in particular I just remember. It was by an artist called Hector El Bambino. And it was called Dale Duro. Like, I should have known already by the song's name. But I would sing that in front of my parents. And one of the lyrics was, Dale Duro, Dale Más Duro, and oh my gosh, and now that I hear it, I feel uncomfortable listening to that in front of my parents, so I can't imagine how my parents would feel whenever I was younger singing that in front of them. It's just
Do you
so
think they
vulgar.
Knew what the song was about?
Without a doubt, they knew what it was about, but I just can't believe they wouldn't stop me, but I really think they wouldn't stop me, because I would listen to a lot of, you know, rap and, like, those reggaeton songs, too, and I think because I was a good kid and I wasn't letting it influence me, they didn't take it away from me, but it was just horrible. Such crazy explicit lyrics.
Well, and it's true, because I think in, like, Hispanic music, we definitely have lyrics that are way racier than general market music, like mainstream music. And in Spanish, for some reason, they don't sound like bad words. They just sound beautiful, and, you know, like, you sing along to them, and you're like, it's
yeah.
so funny. It's like X-rated music for a G-rated audience.
Yeah, it's crazy. There was also one called Los Infieles by Aventura, and it was all about this wife cheating on her husband, and the song sounds just so nice the way he's singing it, but it's just so dirty, like, all the lyrics was just horrible, and he even starts all his songs with so nasty, and everyone's just so into them. I think it's because Hispanics have this, you know, we're the passionate, you know, lovers type, you know, persona, so I think that's where all the songs come from, too.
Yeah, no, we're definitely very passionate, hot-blooded people, and we think nothing of it. I mean, I know I've had the same experience. We live our lives, I think, with music everywhere. I know I do. So tell me how music, because today's show we created together, how is music a part of your everyday ritual?
I just listen to music everywhere. When I'm studying, I have to have music on. Even when I'm reading, I have to have music. I don't know how I grasp the information, but I just have to have music on. In the car, like I said, just full blast, having a full-blown party, and then once my, you know, girlfriends are in the car, too, oh, forget it. It's like the crazy party in there. We might as well keep the party going in the car. And then before I go to sleep, and everyone knows, you know, in the Latino community, when we're cleaning, of course, that's the first thing that goes on, you know, blast the music in the house, or else, you know, you can't clean. And my favorite one is definitely when I'm, like, getting ready to go out, like, especially with my roommates. We just blast our music while we're doing our hair and our makeup, and we're just having a little pre-party before the actual party to get pumped for it. So that's definitely my favorite one when we play music.
What's your party anthem?
My party anthem? Oh, man. off the top of my head, I would say there's a song called Shots by Lil Jon. So it goes, shots, 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 shots. So that one's definitely, I think, crazy party, you know, get you in the party mode.
You know, you raised something funny because we're sitting here talking about Latinos and music, and everybody just assumes that because you're Latino, the only kind of music you like is Latino music, but we like every kind of music because what you just mentioned is rap. So
yeah.
We listen to every genre. What's your favorite genre of music? Is it a Latino genre or is it a different genre?
It's actually R&B, but that has to be like my absolute favorite, like Trey Songz and Chris Brown and Usher type music. I love that type of music, especially since a lot of them are usually slow. So those are really my favorite ones.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you like rapid fire questions and you got to answer these. These were pre-thought of questions by either one of us, but it's rapid fire for me as well. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, prettiest celebrity singer?
Trey Songz.
Smartest singer of all time?
Ooh, smartest. Jewel?
What singer do you want to be if you could trade lives right now?
Beyonce.
What do you think of Jay-Z?
I love him. He's such a cute dad.
What do you think of Taylor Swift?
She's annoying.
What do you think of Taylor Swift?
Oh, she needs to stop having so many boyfriends.
What else do you think of Taylor Swift?
I like one of her songs. She's pretty. She's very pretty.
Which song do you like?
Her newest one, I think it's called Trouble. It's the only Taylor Swift song I'll catch my... It's just so catchy, so I always catch myself singing along to it.
Got it. Okay. Favorite oldie song for old people?
For old people? I don't know.
Okay, skip that question. If you could live your life according to any musical genre, whether it's the 50s, 60s, 70s, or today, what would it be?
I would have to say 60s, because I think that was, you know, like swing and, you know, peace and love era. So I think like music actually meant something more than just, you know, all this vulgar stuff that they do now. Like it was actually music.
So who in music today do you feel should not be in music today?
Miley Cyrus.
I don't think she's in music anymore anyway. Actually, I think she just came out with an album. I need to look that up, but... Anyway, okay, that was a good rapid fire. Okay, so let's get back on track here with our little questions. Do you believe that music can mend a broken heart?
Oh, yes, definitely. When I've been heartbroken, I listen to all the slow songs to, like, really make me believe, you know, in love again. Like, my favorite one has been Promise by Romeo and Usher. It's, I have to say, the most genius collaboration ever, because it doesn't get any better than Romeo and Usher. Like, their voices together and just them, because obviously they're not bad looking either. So it's just an amazing song. I love that song. And my all-time favorite is No Me Amas by Jennifer Lopez and Marc Anthony. That one really, like, makes you believe in, like, true love.
Can you sing a few bars of that for me, please?
Oh, no. I don't want to scare the listeners away.
Okay, you're fired again. Hey, Talin, thank you so much. You know, you did a really good job in helping me put the show together, and I know people are going to really love it. All of us Latinos and everybody, all of our listeners are music lovers. It's great to get your perspective. So thank you so much for joining us on Jackie's Vida Loca today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
This was Talin Jaramillo on Jackie's Vida Loca. Loquitos, I loved interviewing Talin. She is such a great girl, and if you were still in the studio audience, I'd ask you to please cheer again for Talin Jaramillo. Yay! One of the things that came up in that interview was the fact that the lyrics in Spanish of our Latino songs are completely X-rated for a G-rated audience, I might tell you, because, you know, in Spanish, they sound so sweet and innocent. Like, as an example... There was a guy who was an incredibly huge singer. His name was Juan Luis Guerra, and if you're Latino, you know who I'm talking about. He's a Dominican guy, won a million Grammys. He's just like a really super, super talented guy. Wrote a lot of beautiful, beautiful love songs, and one of the songs he wrote was Love Bubbles. Now, in Spanish, that name doesn't sound so terrible. It sounds like Burbujitas de Amor. And the lyrics to the song I'm going to say in Spanish, the first verse of the song, Tengo un corazón mutilado de esperanza y razón. Tengo un corazón que madruga donde quiera. Ay, 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 ay. Este corazón se desnuda de impaciencia antes tu voz. Pobre corazón que no atrapa su cordura. Here's the translation. I have a heart that's been maimed by hope and reason. I have a heart that wakes early, no matter what the place. Ay, 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 ay. This heart bears itself impatiently before your voice. Poor heart that can't catch its sanity. Now, I want to ask you a question. Don't you want to learn Spanish after that? And then the thing is, when you get to the X-rated part, okay, so here I'm going to tell you the X-rated part coming right up now, okay? Burbujitas de amor. Quisiera ser un pez para tocar mi nariz en tu pecera y hacer burbujas de amor por donde quiera. Oh, pasar la noche entera en vela, mojado en ti. Here's the translation. I'd like to be a fish so I could touch your fish tank with my nose, so I could blow love bubbles everywhere, oh, to stay awake all night while soaked in you. Now, if you played that on an English language radio station, that song, I mean, you'd be put out of business, because that song would literally make the Federal Trade Commission, I believe it is, come and lock you down and take the DJ away. But this song is absolutely beautiful, so gorgeous. If I had it here, I'd play it for you. But it's actually one of the most romantic love songs ever written, I think. I think Juan Luis Guerra, to me, was a genius. And even, you know what, you gringos out there, my beautiful little loquitos in English, if you've never bought a Latino record and you have a girlfriend that's Latina, because I'm constantly giving you poor guys advice because you need it, okay? So if you have a Latina girlfriend, and listen, you Latinito boys out there, do the same thing. And I don't care how old you are. Go to the store and buy yourself Bachata Rosa is the name of the album. And the singer and the group is 440. So Bachata Rosa, B-A-C-H-A-T-A, Rosa is R-O-S-A. The group is 440. And the lead singer is Juan Luis Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A, and just die, because this music is so damn romantic and so beautiful, and you can just pretend that you're saying all these pretty, you know, erotic things to your girl through this song, and it's just, she'll die, she'll love it. Hey, speaking of loving it, one of my favorite singers right now is Bruno Mars. Now, he's a Latino, I don't know if you knew this, but Peter Gene Hernandez is his real name. I think Bruno Mars is a cooler name, I must say. But the funny thing is, you know, we Latinos come in so many different shapes and sizes. This guy was raised in Honolulu, Hawaii, and he comes from a family of musicians. And, you know, what's funny is he graduated from high school. He moved to L.A. to pursue this musical career, which clearly has gone extremely well for him. But, you know, he brings in so many different influences into his music. So, you know, we're not just made with cookie cutters. We Latinos, we love Latino music. Don't get me wrong. I don't know of any Latino who doesn't love Latino music. And it doesn't matter where, what kind of Latino, what flavor of Latino you are. You kind of like all Latino music. Like, I'm, you know, Puerto Rican and Russian, but I love, you know, I love ranchera music, as I mentioned before, which is Mexican. And I love samba, which is Brazilian. So I think once it starts off with having that Latin beat, you're good to go. But we love all different kinds of music. And here you take a guy like Bruno Mars, who just kills me. I love his music. His genres are reggae, fusion, pop, soul, and R&B. You don't see Latino anywhere in that. But you know what? He brings in that flavor. And he can't deny it because that's what he is. But he is just amazing. And I just love all his music. Another guy that I really like, and I'll tell you, I've had firsthand experience, and well, not necessarily, like, I haven't had my hands on the guy, okay, if that's what you're thinking. I haven't had firsthand experience like that way. But Pitbull is such a bright guy. Like, he's super, super smart. And, you know, he always has that look on his face like, ¿qué pasa? You know, what's up, baby? Because he's Cuban, you know, that was my imitation of the Cubans. But Pitbull, I saw him speak at a conference not too long ago, a couple years ago. And he is so articulate, and he had the entire room of about 1,000 people completely enraptured, and he didn't even play one song. Like, he was just there as a public speaker, talking about his life, his ambitions, how he's done it, how he's made it, how he has a plan, what his future goals are. This guy has it together. And, you know, I continue to say that if you want to be in entertainment, you also have to have a business mind to have the careers of the people we admire most. And I'll tell you what, I really admire Pitbull, because here's a guy whose family I believe, came on the Mariel boat list, okay? I mean, his parents took major, major risk to get him and his family from Cuba to Miami. And I got to tell you, I grew up in Miami, and anybody that you meet that comes from that background, that literally took their life in their hands, got on a raft, crossed 90 miles on that terrible, terrible sea, because that ocean ain't no, you know, sweet, nice, gentle, like you're not taking a little excursion on a boat. You're literally going across, you know, shark-infested waters. So honestly, my heart, my hat goes off to the Cubans for having that courage and being successful when they got on the other side. And I think Pitbull is the living embodiment of that success story, that American dream. And, you know, I'll tell you, I grew up around Cubans. I might be Puerto Rican, but I grew up around Cubans all my life. And some of my dearest friends, and even friends that became relatives, because my abuela postiza, my adoptive abuela, pretty much, was Cuban. I was closer to her than even my real relatives, abuelita Angelina. But that's a whole different show, right? But I'm telling you all this because I have such respect for the Cuban community and how they've come to this country from a relatively repressive place and literally picked themselves up by their bootstraps and have been successful, have learned the language, have, you know, adopted this culture and have brought so much of their culture here and have educated themselves. Let me tell you something. You can never, ever say that a Cuban is lazy. They are hard workers. And I think the Pitbull is the epitome of that. He is the epitome of that. And his music is just so cool and so fun. And, I mean, you might want to hate his music, but you'll be singing his music, okay? He is just that kind of a talent. And, you know, he's just been extremely successful. This is somebody that you're going to see for many, many, many years to come. Let's talk about Jennifer Lopez. Why not? Look, I got to tell you. I respect Jennifer Lopez for her accomplishments. I really do. And she is undeniably a beautiful woman. You know she was born Jennifer Lynn Muñiz? You didn't know that, did you? You didn't Wikipedia her ass, did you? Well, if you Wikipedia her, you will find out that she was born Jennifer Lynn Muñiz. And she basically changed her name to Jennifer Lopez. But she has been successful in so many different arenas, from being an actress. You know, she started out as a dancer. She's definitely an entrepreneur with her fashion line. She's a fashion designer. She's designed perfumes. I actually heard once that her perfume industry is a huge, huge profit center for her. She's a film producer. She's a television producer, on top of being a singer. And I got to tell you, look, before American Idol, I had my own notions about her, because being in Hollywood, you hear all kinds of rumors, and I heard that she was extremely difficult. And listen, I don't deny it. I don't deny that Jennifer Lopez is difficult. And I'm going to give you my opinion on that in particular in a minute, but here's the thing. You got to respect Jennifer Lopez, because she has had a very steady career. She has become a superstar, and, you know, she has been somebody that has sort of overcome any single obstacle that's come her way, and she's done it as a strong Latina. And by the way, if you want to share any of your opinions on this show, then I encourage you to call me. Call me now, okay? Call me now. The number is 949-916-3048, and chat with me about all these people. Let's gossip a little bit. But J-Lo is a force to be reckoned with, you know, and she's a strong Latina. She's had an incredible career. Here's the thing about being difficult in Hollywood, my opinion. It is so hard to make it. It is really so hard to make it. And as you're on the rise, whether you're an actor or singer or anybody else in the entertainment industry, you're pretty much at the bottom of the totem pole, right? You get treated like crap. I know that when you know, me and my peers, we go to auditions, you know, we don't get limo service there. You got to find a spot on the street. You know, you're kind of like, until you really make it, people, you truly are a second-class citizen, and it's unfortunate. And some people just don't take that the right way. You know, I, for one, believe that it's all part of the, you know, it's all part of the journey. And unfortunately, I just let the water roll off my back. But there are some people that really hold a grudge and keep that grudge for years and years and years. And when they finally make it, you know what they do? They unleash on everybody. Pal carajo. They basically just let everybody around them have it. Now, with the case with J-Lo, I think she's calmed down a lot since she's had a couple of kids and she's been through a few marriages now. She's a grown-up now. But I also feel like I was able to see a different side of her on American Idol. And I just happened to really appreciate her for being a genuinely sweet person that does have a warm place in her heart for people that are coming up. And, you know, I guess I do respect her. I do respect her for her talents and for her abilities. By the way, she was married to a super great guy named Chris Judd, who I was in the HBO Comedy Festival with, and he's a super funny guy. Poor guy. He was one of the dancers in her dance group and a choreographer, I believe, as well. And it didn't work out with him. We know that, but he is a super nice guy. So anyway, I guess you have to be very, very strong and tough to deal with a wife like Jennifer Lopez. But from a professional standpoint, I do admire her very much. All right, we're going to take a couple-minute break. Eric, you're going to run a shameless promo for us, and we'll be back to finish our little gossip session here and call it a day on Jackie's Vida Loca.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rodman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ERICZULEY, Eric.
Bueno, loquitos, let me give you the number again, because you know what? I gave you the wrong number before, but the number to call in to speak with me, okay? 914-338-1303, and that is on our website. Once again, that's 914-338-1303 to call in to Jackie Vida Loca. We love to hear from you because we're gossiping our butts off right now, and we're talking about everybody in the music business, all the Latinos anyway. We're gossiping about ourselves, okay? You know, this show wouldn't be what it is if it weren't for the inspiration of Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin Morales. And what's the thing with Latinos? We have about 20 names. Okay. You know what? I think Ricky Martin is super talented, on top of the fact that he's really good looking. He's a super talented guy. So what if he's gay? And so what if it took him 25 years to come out of the closet? You know, in the Latino community, you don't just come out of the closet. You stay in that closet until it's your turn. And it took him 25 years or so to do that. And you know what? It's tough. It's tough because it's not until recently, I would say, that there's been a more of a tolerance in the Latino community around coming out. And it's not like nobody knew Ricky wasn't gay. Come on. People have been saying this for 25 years that he is gay. We all knew Ricky was gay. When he finally came out, it was like, oh, yawn, you know. So what? That should not influence anybody's opinion of the fact that he is a superstar. And he's a pretty damn good-looking superstar. And he's really been able to cross over in more ways than one. Shut up. He's been able to cross over into the general market mainstream music scene. And I give him a lot of credit. And he's got his life together. And I know he has a child or two. I think he has two, maybe twins. I don't know about so much about his personal life. But what I do know is that I love Living La Vida Loca. That has been an anthem for me my entire adult life, and I appreciate that he wrote it, because now it allows me to call my show something that that you know is an homage to Ricky Martin. I think he's a fabulous guy, so I give him a lot of credit. But you know, let's talk about some of the younger kids today in music, the Latinos. Demi Lovato. Let's start with her. You know, her name is Demetria Devon Demi Lovato. Okay, she was born in 1992. She's adorable. Look, yes, she's had a lot of personal issues. She's had a lot of personal issues, but I think she's finally coming into her own. Her music is beloved, and Skyscraper, I think, is a really fantastic anthem for young girls to sort of rise above the fray. You know, she was bullied like crazy in school, and so she speaks out against bullying. And I don't know if you know this, but Latinos, as a group, as an ethnicity, are bullied more than the general market population. By the way, anybody who's different in school gets bullied more, and it's unfortunate. You know what? I can't stand bullies. And one of these days, I'm going to dedicate my entire show to beating the heck out of bullies, calling them out, and you know, personally going there while we're live and knocking them in the head, because I think that it is the responsibility of the school system, the parents, everybody in the mix, the other kids, to stand up against bullies. And I'm not trying to be cute. I'm not trying to be cute with this platform against bullies. I cannot stand bullies. I was bullied also when I was a kid for one reason or another. People will always find reasons to bully. And there is a difference between poking fun at somebody and literally bullying them. But today, in the digital age where people can, you know, send text messages in 10 seconds, the entire school will, you know, have some bogus rumor about somebody, I really think it's the responsibility of everybody to cut the crap and behave yourself, and be nice. Be nice to people. So that's one of the reasons why I really like Demi Lovato. On top of the fact that I do think she's talented, on top of the fact that I do think she's made an effort to improve herself in her life, she is against bullying. She's a spokesperson for this, and I love her for that. The other one I really, really like is Selena Gomez, and I'll tell you why I like her. She's, you know, on top of the fact she's adorable, okay? She comes from Texas. She's a Mexican-American. She is absolutely lovely. She's done some nice things in her career. But what I like about Selena Gomez is that she's not like the typical Lindsay Lohan type. Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, you know, that feel like they have to, like, you know, degrade themselves to be famous, to be in the limelight, to be in every celebrity tabloid, you know, magazine. And frankly, I don't have a problem with those magazines. By the way, I'm a big subscriber. But at the same time, she has done it with such class. Selena Gomez is beautiful, and she conducts herself like a lady. And okay, I'm on a soapbox right now, but I think she's a lovely girl, and I think that she deserves a lot of respect. And she's been able to keep her relationships private, which is where they belong. I just like Selena Gomez very, very much. The other guy I want to talk about is Marc Anthony. Coño, he is skinny. He ain't pretty. He ain't pretty. Marc Anthony ain't pretty. And I'm sure you already knew that if you know who I'm talking about. But he's super talented. His birth name was Marco Antonio Muñiz. Hey, maybe that's where J-Lo got that Muñiz. It is where she got that Muñiz. Marc Anthony, come on. You could have told me this sooner. Okay, so anyway, Marc Anthony is a New York Rican just like me. He is so accomplished with a million Grammys under his belt. Marc Anthony is lauded by the Latino community and highly respected, and I got to take my hat off to Marc Anthony because he's written some amazing music in English and in Spanish, and I'm sure that there have been a lot of babies born as a result of Marc Anthony's music, and for that we have to thank him for expanding the population. Anyway, that is our show on Latino music today, but let me tease you with our next show because I think I mentioned this last show, but there's a young lady named Simone Porter. And by the way, she's one-fifth Latina, so we got her in the family here. Simone Porter is adorable. She is so cute. I met Simone on a plane ride from New York to L.A. a few months ago. And, you know, I don't know about you, but when the minute my ass hits the seat on the plane, I look to my left and my right and decide, am I going to talk to this person? Well, Simone was one of those people where I immediately started connecting with and talking to, and we spent 5 hours yakety-yakking on the plane. Simone is a co-writer with Mariah Carey on the song Almost Home that will play during the closing credits of the movie Oz the Great and Powerful. So to say that this girl is currently living her dream is a complete and utter understatement. And I am so excited because our next show is about dreaming, is about following your yellow brick road. And we know, we Latinos, we are the most optimistic, positive, aspirational, ambitious people on the face of this planet. Even in the face of adversity, the sky could be coming down and we're going to say, we're going to make it. I can see the American dream. And you know what? This girl's living her dream. I want to talk about dreams, not the kind when you dream when you're falling asleep, the kind that you dream when you're wide awake. And Simone is living her dream. She's going to tell us all about it. We're going to play her song. The video for her song will debut, I believe, on March 7th, and the movie debuts on March 8th. So that's why we're reserving that content for the next show. So I want to personally invite you, my loquitos, my beloved loquitos, to listen to the show next week, to continue to support Jackie's Vida Loca. I wish you to have a fantastic, fantastic rest of this week and an amazing weekend. Stay out of trouble. And if you get in trouble, call that number I gave you before. Okay. Have a great week. Thank you for listening to Jackie's Vida Loca, and I will talk to you again next Thursday.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comic on Jackie's Vida Loca.